Welcome back to the Avery Adventure Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Avery. Today, the topic is a hot topic. We're going to talk about the Mighty Struggle Stick. It was a shirt that I came up with for Rockslide, and I hashtag it Struggle Stick. Lots of people seem to take offense to it. And my guest today is Aaron Snyder. His whole last 2015 season was he carried the Mighty Struggle Stick, and he's going to bring up his thoughts, and I'll throw in my 10 cents on it, and it should be fun. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, the 2016 season.
Sorry, actually. 2016.
I know. Well, time flies, but I think a lot of people don't know. I didn't come up with the struggle stick when I sent that text out and you were attached to it that, hey, I'm switching over. It was like January a year ago, you know, right around now. I'm going to go full boat and shoot the struggle stick, but I said the recurve, and you called me that night or the next day and you said, well, when you got the struggle stick in your hand, shit can get wounded. So you need to practice or something like that. And I used it ever since.
Yeah. It seemed like when that shirt came out, some of the traditional, I guess, societies, traditional outlets took offense to it.
Yeah. They need to throw some dirt in their crotch and take a joke, but and I'm trying to stay as politically correct as I can on some of this stuff, but it's like, you know, it's a deadly stick or it gives the bad, you know, that you could wound something with it. And yeah, I mean, you could call it the self-imposed pain in the ass stick. You could call it the humble stick. You can call it a lot of things, but I call it a struggle stick because I laughed my ass off when you said it. And no matter how you word it, I have not heard a story from a person's mouth about their life with a recurve or longbow that didn't sound like a struggle. Now, semantics, whatever you can say whatever you want, but when I hear guys saying, yeah, it took me 10 years to kill an elk, look up the definition of struggle in the dictionary, especially, you know, the current. Yeah, it's going to basically say doing the same thing over and over and getting your ass kicked, right? That's not good. I mean, that's a problem. Not to say there's anything wrong. I mean, it's a pain in the butt hunting with one. How can you not say that's not a struggle?
Right. And truthfully, I didn't make that or come up with that. I don't even know if I was the actual guy that thought of it. I don't remember. I started a little background on my stick bow history in 96, 97, right when I went into the Army, I actually started shooting a stick. And so after that, my whole goal was to only hunt with a stick bow, what I thought was the rest of my life. And I shot elk, but I can tell you firsthand experience, a lot of those elk didn't go down on the first arrow and they didn't go down on the second arrow.
Your big bull you killed, you shot five times, didn't you? That one?
Four times. In fact, I had to pick up an arrow to shoot him to kill him.
Well, so, and I mean, Sal, have you talked to South this year, Cox?
No.
I think he unloaded his quiver and had to dig an arrow out of a stump and screw a broadhead in it, a new one on one of his deer, which, and I would bring that up because I found it funny. I got some hate mail or a guy posted publicly, maybe you should practice more like South and somebody else. And it's like, guys, just because I'm the one telling the story and I'm honest about it doesn't mean we don't. I haven't heard one person talk about this. Didn't have the same type of stories.
Yeah, and it's not like I was like you. I shot every day. I shot multiple 3D tournaments. I wasn't the greatest. I wasn't the worst. I would say I was far above average. I watched guys that told me they had shot for 20 and 30 years, and we'd go to a 3D, and they would lose probably half a dozen to a dozen arrows in a loop, not necessarily the whole shoot. So I think that people get wrapped up on that. It's their thing and that's what they do. So if you mess with that thing and you talk bad about that thing, it kind of raises their hackles.
Yeah. And it seems like that. And it's, I mean, maybe I didn't do as well a job as I should have explaining it on Brian's. The Gritty Bowman, he asked me, something about, you know, should a recurve be legal? And he wasn't like trying to say it wasn't, but more just a general way to say, hey, what do you think? And I said, oh, yeah, it should definitely be legal, but I'd be prepared to wound more stuff your first year than you would with a compound. And that was a big hang up for a lot of people. And what I'm getting at is just basic facts. Almost every, or not basic facts, my basic knowledge of what I've learned from talking to hundreds and hundreds of people. The first thing is any stick bow shooter I know, 99% of them, whether it's their first year or their 15th, will say at their maximum shooting distance is 25 yards, if not more. First year, for sure, guys say 20 to 25 yards. Well, you can't tell me if you got an elk at 25 yards with a compound or a stick bow, the stick bow has more of a chance of wounding it. I'm not saying that the guy should not shoot or whatever, but you put a guy with a compound in his hand and you have him shoot groups at 25 and with the compound and groups at 25 with a stick bow, he's going to be better with a compound. That's all I was saying. It is a harder weapon to shoot, which is why we do it or why people do it. It's more difficult.
Oh, without question. I think if you go to any 3D shoot, you go to any local range with compound and traditional shooters, it becomes very evident that a lot of those guys should not be hunting with them. And it's hard to tell a guy that's been doing it for 10 years, you suck. You shouldn't be shooting a bow. You're going to wound stuff. You're going to lose stuff.
Oh, man. And I trying to stay peaceful with all of this stuff because I, you know, I get a kick out of a lot of this stuff. When you look at, try as be politically correct here as they can. When you're at a range and when you've got guys, you know, just dropping bombs at 40, 50 and 60 with a compound, and not everyone does it, but you look down to the right and you see guys missing the bale at 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 with a stick bow. Now this is a generalization, but I see it every day. The stick bow kind of gets a bad rap sometimes. Does it deserve it or not, or whatever? Should people practice? You know, I'm staying out of all of that. I'm just saying what I've seen. And so my big thing was I wanted people to know they really need to practice. They really need to get good coaching. They need to get the proper arrow spine, the proper bow set up, and really put their hearts into it. They're going to be wounding stuff because it is not easy to shoot a stick bow. You really have to work on it. I had more fun shooting that thing. It was great. I mean, it made me a better hunter, but they are not inherently accurate. And for somebody to say, well, people need to just scoot closer and we wouldn't have that problem. Well, we don't live in a perfect world. Most people aren't going to do that. And that's why I was trying to let people know, like, hey, don't have false hopes with this thing. You are going to have to get close and you're going to have to practice a lot.
Do you think, not? I know you don't want to get into this so much, but I guess what's the, for a stick bow shooter, what do you think is the optimum? Should they be able to hit a pie or a, you know, a dinner plate at 20 yards or paper plate at 20 yards with all five arrows? Do you think they should be able to hit 30?
I would say 20 and two. I mean, and dude, you've done this way more than me. I would say if you can hit a paper plate consistently at 20 to 25 yards, and you know, you're good. I mean, I think that's a fair, you know, that's a fair skill level to try to achieve. It's not overly difficult to do that once you get some coaching, and it'll kill an animal. Now, I mean, having said that, I was shooting way better than that, and I still wounded shit less than 25 yards away, and I was dotting paper plates at 50.
And, If you put in that guys with rifles with scopes or compound shooters with obviously sights whiff shots every year, multiple years. Some guys just can't even put it together with a rifle or a compound. So then you put an actual bow in their hands with no sights, you know, and the guys that say they shoot instinctive, they have no reference. And then you put stress on them, an animal you're hiking in usually, and then you're going to say, tell me that you're going to be able to pull back and hit high plate every time at 20 yards. I don't think so.
It's difficult. And I want all the listeners to understand, I shot the stick bow all year. I was successful. Ryan has shot it for many years and shot many animals. So it's a guy, I would say Ryan is, what have you shot one for, 15 years, did you say?
Yeah, I started shooting hard in 96, 97. I pretty much shot every day. I was in the military then, and then I got out of the military. I shot every day until my shoulder really got bad in 09, 10. So, yeah, 14, 15 years. I shot a lot.
Well, and I mean, well, you saw me shoot. I would say I'm at least average.
Truthfully, I would put you above average. I mean, you have good eye-hand coordination, and that's another thing is you get it. You could throw a baseball, shoot a bow, you can shoot a stick bow. It's hand-eye coordination. So you were probably better than I ever was shooting a stick bow, and you are the minority. Most guys don't get to that level even when they shoot for a long period of time.
Yeah, and I had a lot of, help with the clubs, but the big thing with us talking, I want people to understand that you've done it for a long time. I did it for a year. You're very experienced, that we have some background, you specifically do. When you're out there and, an elk comes in, whatever distance, 17 to 22 yards, what I would say is a shot most people are going to take. If you don't pick a spot, if you don't keep your shit together, you're probably going to shoot over its back, but there's a higher chance of wounding it than there is with a compound, because you don't have all those different things like draw stops, pins, housing, all the things that help you keep your shit together with a compound. Now, some guys will say, well, that stuff confuses me, whatever. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Most people are going to have trouble hitting that thing their first year, at least, because there's so much shit that can go wrong. And you missed a big bull 2 years ago because you didn't pick a spot.
Yep. 5x6, damn nice bull. Called him in, shot right over the top of him. Now, I mean, when I say not over the top of him, he was under, if I was to guess, it was 12 yards. And I probably missed him by 4 feet.
Well, and I don't even know where I mean, that one I shot this year with you, I was 12 yards away. And I think I shot over the top of it. And I had guys after I did that podcast say, oh, well, you shouldn't have shot if you weren't sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what I say to that is, I want you to show me an elk in front of you at 12 yards with an open shot lane, and then you show me not shooting. Yeah, there's no, I mean, who the hell is going to do that? And how did I know I wasn't comfortable with it? You know what I mean? I wasn't comfortable with it till after I missed. I was real uncomfortable with it then. But when I shot, of course, I thought I was going to hit it or I wouldn't have shot.
Right. And all this sounds like we're just bashing on stick bow hunting. I'm not. I love stick bow hunting. I think every hunter should do it at some point in their career. But on the flip side, I'm a realist. I know that guy that picks up the stick bow in January like you did may or may not shoot as much as you. He's going to spend all year shooting it, buy all the gear, either drive out, say he lives in Iowa, drive out to Idaho, Colorado, wherever, spend X amount on this. His wife's asking him why the hell he did spend all this money on this tag and why he's going to, be away for 2 weeks or week or whatever. So when that elk gives him a glimmer of a shot, Joe Hunter's taking it.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I am not bashing on a stick bow at all. It was one of the funnest years I've ever had. What I'm bashing on is the asshole haters that aren't realistic to, one, some of the things I've talked about, some of the things we're talking about right now. You cannot, in one hand, say that, stand on your high horse and talk about how difficult it is to shoot a recurve and how you're so much better than a compound guy because technology sucks. And then, hop off that horse and get on another one and call it a deadly stick. Yes, it does kill for sure. People are very successful with it. It makes you a great hunter, but you can't have a deadly stick and the hardest weapon to kill. So, a weapon that is extremely difficult to kill something with can't be in the same sentence, in my opinion. It can be deadly for sure. But if it's difficult, it's going to be a lot more patience, more practice, and everything else.
Well, I'll go back to my only real knowledge on a compound. I've shot two elk with a compound, a bull and a cow. Both of those elk died with one arrow. I think I've shot 12. I don't know exactly the number on the stick bow. I think it's 12 bulls with a stick bow. I had one die with one arrow. When I find a dead animal in the woods, not mine, I'm just saying, when I'm hiking around looking, I instantly look for an arrow. So I just think that arrows, yeah, they kill, but they have to be right and they have to be perfect. It's not like a gun where you get the shocking power. You're relying on pure hemorrhage. So you're taking a 300 foot per second arrow that's, smoking along when it hits the elk. You're talking about a 200 max feet per second arrow that you're hoping and praying you hit the right area. Or if not, you're going to have to start walking.
Yep. No, that's a fact. And again, we are not bashing on the stick. You got to be realistic to what you're putting in your hand. I mean, you do, or you're going to wound a lot of shit. You have got to practice, and you have to have realistic expectations, and you damn well better need to know how to hunt. Because if I would have went in this season not knowing animal behavior, not knowing how to call elk, and not know how to stalk, it would have been an epic shit show.
Oh, exactly. And there's guys out there that they prove the rule. You know, there are exceptions that prove the rule. There's guys out there that will only take 10-yard shots. There's guys out there that can shoot 30, 40 yards with a stick bow. And they're money. Even under pressure, they're money. So I'm not saying don't take the shot. I'm not saying stick bows don't kill, period. I'm just saying if you're going to make that leap, put in the time, mentally limit yourself to shots that you know you can make, because too often, you know, their hearts pump, like I said before, and I missed an elk at 12 yards. I was so pissed off. I called in a spike at like 3 minutes later and I shot the spike, and I don't want to shoot a goddamn spike. So yeah, just make sure you're mentally ready to shoot it. And how do you get that way? I don't know. Run around, shoot, do all kinds of stuff you normally wouldn't do with a rifle or a compound. Because no matter what people want to say, I love long range hunting with a rifle. But shooting that stick bow is different, because it's just you, that arrow, and a piece of wood. And if you miss, you got to slap yourself in the face because you're a little cockeyed.
So. Well, there is no doubt with the first thing I learned. You know, I wouldn't say the first thing. One of the first things I learned, with that stick, like straight up, not turkey hunting, because that doesn't count, but when I went on that black bear hunt, is the hunt begins with the stick bow when it ended with the compound. I was 40 to 60 yards from that black bear numerous times and just didn't feel comfortable, didn't have the shot. I'm like, man, I got to close this distance by half when I was at 40. And I still missed it the first shot.
Yeah, that just goes to say it. I always listen to the compound shooters that say, oh, you know, they say, oh, you rifle hunt. Well, you should really hunt with a compound. No, you get close. Well, if you want to get good at stalking and you want to get close and you definitely limit yourself to that short range shot, nothing will get you closer to animals than a stick bow. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually was going to give Justin Davis shit, because he's always like, oh, I'm all about getting close. I do grab a stick. Let me know how it works out for you. I mean, he's a killer. He's got ice in his veins. But I had no idea what pain in the ass I was getting myself into when I grabbed that stick bow, because it's just difficult. Now, it's very rewarding and it's fun. But yeah, Mina, you got to stay after it. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I don't get excited very often. I don't show a lot of excitement. But my first two elk I shot with a stick bow, I've never had a feeling with any other weapon that I had when I shot those two, especially my bigger bull. And it didn't go exactly how I planned it. You know, it was multiple shots to get him down. He didn't suffer. I killed him within the same day. It just took me a little while, but I've never been that elated. So that's only a feeling you can get hunting with a stick and a string. So definitely give it a shot. I'm telling people, not bashing on the stick bow, just making sure you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. And same thing. I think everyone should, everyone should try it. Two, anybody that tries it is going to go to hunting with it. They need to seek professional help. And I don't mean a psychologist or a psychiatrist. they need to go get a coach. And then two, take it for what it is. Don't expect to just light the world on fire. You may need to be prepared to be disappointed for a couple seasons. And if you succeed, great. You know, just try to have fun, because it can make you want to snap your bow in half at times, you know. But again, not bashing on it. I think the stick bow is awesome. I just would, you know, I really want to see people practice and not go out and wound a bunch of animals.
Well, on that note, you picked it up quickly. What are the keys to success for somebody grabbing a bow or grabbing a stick bow?
I'd say don't overbow yourself, for one. Two, find a good coach that's not full of shit, meaning, you know, find a coach that actually knows how to shoot, doesn't, my opinion, snap shooting's not a good thing, you know. Find a coach that teaches you proper form. Guys that like Rocky Mountain specialty gear, Tommy and Danny are a huge help. Make sure you learn how to tune and get the properly tuned arrow. Get everything stacked in your favor, and then practice every day, even if it's 15, 20 arrows. Even if it's 5 arrows, practice every day.
Did you have a regiment for that, or did you just go out to the range and shot whatever you
ranked? I shot constantly. Like, I'd go out to the range and I'd shoot 10 yards and I'd shoot 5 arrows. Then I'd shoot 15. Then I'd shoot 20, 30, 40. Then some days I'd go to the range and I'd just throw the target out there at 40 and shoot one arrow and see, you know, hunting situation, because that was what I felt was my max distance. Now, I've gotten bashed about that, but my point on is 40. And then I would shoot 15, 30, 15, 40, 15, 20, 20, 30, 20, 50 back and forth. So I wasn't memorizing that, getting that muscle memory, because you can shoot 30 long enough, you're going to start grouping good at it. It's when you shoot 15 and then 40, you're all screwed up. You know what I mean? Right. Like sight picture and everything else. But finding the best coach you can is very important. And then I would say, as far as, hunting wise, and I screwed this up, that's what I did in Idaho, prepare yourself to shoot in every possible, well, don't be like a ding dong laying on your stomach. You're probably not going to get that opportunity, but, you know, practice shooting uphill, downhill, steep, uphill, downhill, practice shooting hunched way over, because there's, you know, that bow is long and you may have to do some serious maneuvering to pull a shot off.
Right. From my side, what I would say is hunting with a stick bow is not a overnight success. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, and then you're going to have fucking bad days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
on those effing bad days, just shut her down. You don't need to. You're not helping yourself at all trying to shoot your way out of it. It's not like the NBA where if you're shooting bad, you just keep shooting. You just stop shooting that day. Drive on the next day.
Oh, dude, you don't know how many days I left the course, you know, with 3 arrows out of the quiver, 3 arrows still in the quiver, you know, shot for 20 minutes and just shot 3. I'm like, what am I doing? I do the same thing with a compound. If I don't have it, the thing is, with a bad day with a compound, that means I'm not hitting a paper plate at 100, or I'm only hitting a paper plate at 60 and 70. A bad day with a stick bow means you're missing the target at 15 to 20. And when I mean target, a big Reinhardt, you know, block target, or even the bale. Definitely a Reinhardt 18 and 1 or block target, you'd be missing at 20, or at least missing once out of every 5 arrows. So walking away, I agree, is a good thing when you're shooting bad. I think another thing too is, as you need to be prepared with any weapon to wound things. You're going to wound an animal with any weapon, but you need to be prepared for that, especially in my opinion, that your first couple years with a stick bow, you need to be ready mentally for that and not let it get to you.
Yeah, you stole my thunder there. That was what I was going to bring up. This is where I'm trying to be the nice guy. Is you're going to wound stuff with a stick bow. Hell, you're going to wound stuff with a rifle. But it just seems with a stick bow, you're going to have a little more blood trailing experience. It's going to happen. So be patient. Pick your spot. But just know at the end of the day that you're probably going to be looking for elk or looking for deer or whatever you're hunting a little more than you would be with a compound bow. Just that's my experience.
Or you may be looking for your arrow more than anything, trying to find it after you missed. And that's something you got to be prepared for too. I missed a mule deer 3 times opening day, 2 around 20 yards away. No idea why, if it was me, the animal matrix, whatever. You know, I did shoot a mule deer a couple days later, super close up. And again, I had a good year. It's not like I'm like, oh, I hate this thing and I'm going to snap it over my leg. It's just, it took a lot of effort to do that.
And another thing I'll bring up is, if you're going to hunt out of a tree stand for the first time with a stick bow, you better get your ass in a tree before you try it, because it's way, way different.
You'll shoot high, or at least I did. I mean, not that the whitetail I wounded wasn't high, but meaning shooting like, you know, mushrooms or pine cone out of it. It's just a different world. And then some guys might shoot low, but it just seemed like you'd be apt to shoot higher than you normally would.
I agree with that. And if your ass is close to the sidewalk like mine, you end up hitting the stand with the limb a lot, which ain't very good.
No, dude, I had to shoot in such a contorted position on that 5-foot shot for that mule deer. I thought I was going to hit the hang down with my limb because I had to draw screwed up.
You have to dig it. You have to kick out a spot for the dirt, make the limb clear.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, on the other note, you're switching back to a compound. What was the final decision to make that happen?
Well, I'm going to shoot both, but that whitetail in Kansas kind of did me in. Again, these are my own adventures and my own opinion. So But I shot that. I made a good shot looking at it on film. It was going right for the kill box. The thing kind of twisted funny back to me, and I hit it in that leg shoulder area. Lost what looked like to be 145, 150 inch 8-point. And I know I would have killed it with a compound. I just know. And, you know, guys, again, posting, you know, giving me advice, shooting me emails and messages. You know, it's about the adventure. It's not just about killing. You know, basically call me a greenhorn hunter that I, if it's about total numbers and I haven't learned anything yet or whatever. And, you know, that again, ending that, I wounded a big ass animal that should have died. It just didn't feel good. I grunted at it. I shouldn't have. You know, you don't want to shoot an alert deer with a stick bow. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know it. You know what I mean? Heat of the moment, it felt right. That was a hard pill to swallow. So that's what made me like, okay, I'm going to start shooting a compound some. And so shot the compound just to kind of see if I liked it, if there was any kind of new happiness with it. There was. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to split the animals up, shoot half this year with a stick and half with the compound.
So on your, just to go back on your Idaho elk up here with me, you kind of brought it up on the Gritty Bowman. Trying to take people through what happened on that and what would have been different with a compound, just for a general principle, I guess.
So we hiked up high enough to where we just ran into a pile of elk on one hillside, and looking straight across, there's a giant valley, and then there's another big hillside, and there's just a pile of bulls. I'm shortening this story. I estrus called. There were several bulls that bugled back. Two of them were kind of sparring, but the biggest of the group, which I can't believe I called him in with an estrus call, didn't bugle once, was licking his lips, screaming, walking to me the whole way. All I had to do was blow that estrus call. He came, got down in the timber below me, and I waited and waited and waited. After about 45 minutes went by, I stopped standing. I sat on my butt with my legs in front of me, my bow on my lap. And the short version is the elk ended up 12 yards in front of me, and I tried to draw back and shoot from that position where I can shoot sitting on my butt with a compound very effectively. Well, with the stick, I wasn't, you know, the recurve, I wasn't quite fully drawn. And, just out of my comfort zone, I wasn't shooting with the form I was used to, and I missed.
So in a year's time, shooting the stick bow, has it made you a better hunter?
Oh, yeah. It made me a lot better hunter, a lot more patient, a lot more stealthy. A lot of huge bonuses with shooting it for the year. You know, it's fun. You know, it's a lot more rewarding, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think now when you, I mean, I don't know because I haven't shot a compound, I think, in 20 years or 15, 16 years. I think when you go out there this year, it'll seem a lot easier. It's never easy, yeah. But it'll seem much easier.
It certainly seems so. Brian now wants me to concentrate on shooting giant, giant animals no matter where we go.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about this without sounding like you're totally bashing on stick bow hunting. And like I said before, I'm not bashing. I don't think Aaron's bashing. I just think we're trying to put out information that some people aren't willing to say.
No, for sure. I mean, the stick bow, I hate to sound weird, but it changed my life in the sense of gave me a newfound respect for guys that have, you know, killed a bunch of animals with a stick. Gave me a newfound love for archery. It kind of reinvigorated everything for me about shooting a bow. I just know when I want something to hit the ground, especially if it's a tag I've either paid for or somebody else has, like going to Alberta, it would be hard for me to pick the stick bow because it's just not as lethal as a compound.
All right. Well, I think this has been beaten to death now, but I just wanted to make sure we brought it up one more time just to get the reference to the struggle stick out and why it came out, why we made it. And like I said, I don't think it was, it's not a slight on the traditional community. It's just I guess it's just funny to me. And I think it's funny. I know a lot of people think it's funny. So that's why I put it out.
Yeah, no, for sure. So cool. Well, cool, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on again.
Dude, you're the man. I appreciate it too. I'm sure we'll have you on again.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. Take it easy.
Thanks, Aaron.